These conversations filled with doubt. We dismiss what we can't figure out. Oh, but I don't have to see to believe in it. I know that it's true, cause I'm feeling it. I don't need the one to agree with it. No, there's just too much proof in my life.
To say it this way, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good day. How's everybody doing? This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio up top the tower here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. I'm sorry, I hit my knee on the board and you probably heard a kablonk. If you did, I do apologize about that. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on our show today, guys. It's a little bit unusual for a Thursday evening to do one. But feel free to share this podcast anytime. Let's do a little Dr. Funk. I'll tell you about it on a Thursday. Probably Thursday evening for a lot of us. Okay, I am going to be teaching on, by special request, you ready? Is it biblical to find happiness? Also, beforehand, Coach Stanley's here. He's going to visit with me here in just a little bit. We're going to give him an intro. Okay? Coach Stan, the one and only Coach Stan. That's right. They're not playing ball today. Baseball, that is. Okay, so we're going to do an intro for him. And I got another Christian song, Fill My Cup with Andrew Rip. And then, of course, we'll go to the Bible teaching immediately after that. Okay, let's get yourself ready. Get a little jumping jack ready. Help me out, will you? Let's do it all together. Ready? Let the music just kind of vibe for a little bit. Had a hard day at work. Or maybe you woke up this morning and said, hey, CA's podcast is on. I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to tell you something here in just a bit. We're going to do the countdown. That's right, the countdown for the Jumpin' Jacks. So, again, let's get Jumpin' Jack ready. Put your water down for a minute, and let's get it. We'll get that done. I didn't say sit-ups. I said Jumpin' Jack, right? That's right. Here we go. Alias Dr. Funk is helping us. How about that? Had a hard day and you're trying to get those joints in your body. Let's go. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, I'm not going to do the Bible devotion because I got a full show lined up today. All right, everybody who is ready, and I'm talking who is ready for the one and the only Coach Stanley. We have not had him on very much. I haven't had too many of my celebrities on here very much, but he's here this evening with me at Faith Studio One. That's right. Now, before I intro him, questions, comments, suggestions, email me morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. How about some center field? Let's call him out. All together, everybody. Yeah, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, Coach Stanley. Put me in, coach. Two more hand claps. Center field. There we go. A little intro, a little singing by CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and give him a cheer. All right, let's give him some hand claps. Afternoon Crow. All right, Security Sam, quit laughing at him. I know he's funny, but quit laughing. Don't whistle at him, for goodness sakes. All right, drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown for Coach Stanley.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we go. It's not right on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show if we don't do all those little sound systems, right? All right, your friend, my friend, Coach Stan or Coach Stanley. I don't have the deacon with me, Coach Stanley, right now. But welcome. Thank you for stopping by Faith Studio One, the downtown Fort Worth iHeartRadio studio, to visit me today. How are you? Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Hey, there we go. Haven't talked to you in such a long time. How's everything been going? CA, this baseball is wearing me out. I'm glad we're at the home stretch. We have a very much of a losing record. Well, shh. the Texas Rangers ain't doing so hot either. I know, I just went over there and met with the manager. We had lunch, or breakfast, I should say. And it wasn't the best of meetings because he was talking about his losing record, and I'm talking about my losing record. I know. I know it. Everybody's ready for football, I guess, ready for the Dallas Cowboys. And nothing against people that love the Dallas Cowboys. I didn't say I hate them. But Jerry's always looking for Mr. Jones is always looking for a Super Bowl, which that's typical owner. But to be honest with you, he says that every year, and we were like 5-what? We didn't even hit a. Did we have a 500? Maybe we've had a couple of 500. I don't know. Since Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin, the triplets, it's just all changed since then. Yeah, I can understand completely. But hey, old Dak's something else, isn't he? Yeah, he is now. He's 29 years old. Wow, how I wish I could go back to 29. Yeah, me too. Yeah, go back to 29, and he's got his whole life ahead of him. He's got a girlfriend, of course. But hopefully he'll get his eyes focused on football and not the girlfriend and realize, hey, I got to win these going in. And Zeke is going to have to do something. Jerry's going to have to change it up, maybe change head coaches. I don't know what he's going to do. I really wish they would have had Sean Payton in as head coach. But that's my personal opinion, Coach Stan. Oh, I understand. Maybe they could get me. Yeah, okay. Maybe Mr. Jones can. We'll see. I guarantee you, in my personal opinion, I bet if he don't make a statement this year, he's probably going to be out the door between me and you. That's just my prediction. Oh, I bet he is too. There you go. I know. So what else? I'm just taking it off football. That's for a little while, another day. And we got a new guest that's going to be coming in on football as we get ready to wean you out, because I know you're going to be kind of taking a break, because I don't think you guys are going to the World Series. Heck no, we're not even going to the playoffs. Yeah, I know, I know, I know. So's the Texas Rangers, you know. We got that Globe Life Field. I was listening on the news this morning, and they were talking about how, well, people are going in there just simply because maybe it's cool. You know, with the air conditioning, because we're dealing with temperatures of 110. Oh, yeah, it's real hot, CA. It really is. Well, things are going good, and I wanted to stop by and say hi. I got other things, other appointments that I got to go to, but I was going to tell you, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. That's right. I bet you've been to the GM factory out there, huh, and checked things out. Oh, yeah, those SUVs, you see them all over Arlington. That's right. That's right. Well, listen, I hope we catch up with you. I know you got things you got to do. Thanks for stopping by for a tad bit to say a quick hi. We're going to play Andrew Rip, Fill My Cup, and we got a lesson we got to get to. We got to get rolling. Fill My Cup, and you have a great day, my friend. Y'all too! Support my team. We're losing bad. Yeah, okay. Will do. Fill My Cup, Andrew Rip, and then we'll go to the Bible study, okay? Walking to a city I cannot see. You know, I listen to a lot of music, and I have several different artists that I love. And that Andrew Rip, Fill My Cup, I get a lot of requests for that. And I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite songs. But I love others. I don't show favoritism, but boy, I'll tell you. Okay, well, today we're going to do a little biblical study by special request from some people. Is it biblical to find happiness? You know, anytime we do something where happiness is our focus, we will end up disappointed and sad. That's just fact of the matter. Happiness is not about you doing something to gain happiness, but it comes as a result of making others and ultimately God happy. Let me ask you something. I want you to think about something. When you were a child, you probably sang the song, "If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands." Our parents, I know my parents undoubtedly love watching us clap our hands. Our chubby little face, our little hands, and even worse, we stomped our feet. And I did that a lot when I was a children's church director with the kids. And whether it happened to you, it did happen to me or not, it did for me, I can tell you. But then as I got older, of course, I'm getting ready to crack 56 in August. In fact, August 20th, I'll be 56. It got more crucial. You know, I personally, friends, began to realize how strange and even wrong it was to throw around the idea of happiness. So flatterity that whether you're happy or not, you better sing the song, clap your hands, stomp your feet, shout hurrah, or amen that we used to do back in Sunday school class, but I'd say children's church nowadays. You don't hear that anymore, though. A lot of it now goes to the new age children's church directors, who now they call themselves pastors. To me, they're always going to be children's church directors. Doesn't really matter. You know, we're all serving the kingdom. So it ain't about the title. That's how you did it, you know, to reach the kids out there. So I thought it was strange because even though all of us, you know, we have a desire to be happy, most people are not. If you think about it around the world, there's a lot of people that aren't happy. And even when you are happy, eventually you're to the point where you're not happy. Now, I am along with all the millions and billions of people in the world. That's just part of it. Many people admit that they are not happy. Then something like a pandemic takes place, like we went through, and I hate to bring this up with COVID back in 2020, which I lost a lot of people that I known, and 2021 too as well, and it continues on. But some people have even written off the possibility of happiness for themselves, you know, assuming that the sadness or even the disappointment or even depression is just like there's a lot of that in life. And that's how come I'm very strong, as I did on my live cast, which I encourage you guys, if you haven't got it, search up the Morning Brew Christian podcast. The Morning Brew Christian podcast. Like me on Facebook. I do a lot of live cast on there. Or C.A. Hall. Like me and follow me on Facebook. I'll be your friend. That's how come we go to 988-988, a direct number, 988-SEND, okay, for people that are depressed. So, like I was saying, some people have written off the possibility of happiness for themselves, assuming the sadness, the disappointment, or even depression is just a whole lot in their life. Or maybe even losing a spouse. Maybe the widows out there, the widows. You know, men and women that have lost their husbands and wives. But then, I want you to make notation when you get a chance. I want you to read this, okay? We read verses in Scripture explaining that a joyful heart is a good medicine. Go to the book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, highlight verse number 22. Or that joy is a fruit of the Spirit in our lives, and read the whole book of Galatians, chapter 5. You know, we can even read imperative verses that tells us to take delight in the Lord. Highlight this, Psalms chapter 37, verses 3 and 4, rejoice in the Lord always, Philippians 4:4, or be happy and full of joy in the book of Joel, chapter 2 and verse 21. In light of these verses, I want you to consider that even though they often seem fleeting and maybe out of our gas, the feeling of happiness and the eternal state of joy is actually possible. Fulfillment can be found, friends. Can be found, that is, and satisfaction can be felt. So here's some questions that come to mind. Is it okay to be happy? In fact, God even wants us to be happy. I'm just not talking about plastering a smile on your face because we're supposed to be fine. When people ask us, what are we doing? I mean that God desires for His children to fulfill happiness, walk in joy, and live in a fulfilled life. But the problem that plagues humanity, friends, is not that we're looking for happiness in all the wrong places, as most of the self-help books might tell you, but that we are looking at things in the wrong way, the lens through which we see life out of focus. However, there is a way that we can live our lives in the result in happiness and joy, even when things don't go our way. You know, I saw a television, an interview on TV once that someone, about someone that wanted to live as a woman after decades of living as a man. That's how crazy our world has dramatically changed. And he was wondering if he could be happy. Then on that cue, his daughter chimed in. I just want him to be happy, and it could, and it's good to see him happy. Well, people make their choices of what they want to do. I can't judge them. I have to let God take the wheel, you know. And, you know, let's just figure this. Let's take it a step further. Anytime we do something where happiness is our focus, we end up disappointed and sad. Picture a child eating an entire bag of candy. Have your kids ever done that? Mine have. Because he or she thinks it makes them happy. Makes them wired, doesn't it, Mom and Dad? And it does for a few minutes. So you check back on them in 30 minutes and you see how happy they are with a stomach ache. As crazy as it sounds, if you want to find happiness for yourself, then happiness can not be your goal. Instead, happiness is the feeling, and the joy is the state of being. Comes by product of selflessness. Happiness, friends, is not about you doing something to gain happiness, but it comes as a result of making others happy, ultimately God happy. It's true. With joy, Jesus, others, and ourselves is actually very helpful. But again, most people are not finding happiness and joy because they are not looking for it, and they're looking for it in what the wrong way. So in order for us to gain happiness through the event of our lives, no matter how difficult it might be, we have to change our focus from the problem in front of us to what's beyond the problem. For example, let me give you an example. It does not make me happy that my son often wakes up in the middle of the night, just back in his young years, because he is scared or has growing pains. We've all had that growing up. Nor was I happy when I had to take him to the hospital, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, but that was the act of a father and losing a considerable amount of sleep. Or we also may be thinking this idea about how our soldiers, police officers, rescue workers do not necessarily get joy from fighting enemies, arresting lawbreakers, or even entering burning buildings, especially during the dry spells that we're having out here in Texas and all across the world. Our climate is just drying up. They found joy not in the problem in front of them, but the outcome of selfish acts. The best of all examples, guys, is what the writer said in the book of Hebrews said about Jesus. Let me take it to you. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Okay. Looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who, the joy, was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated on the right hand side of the throne of God. See, Jesus did not find joy on the cross. He did not give himself to be tormented, crucified, because it made him feel good. Instead, he despised the cross because of the unimaginable pain and the shame that it would bring. Another point that comes in mind, can happiness be found in joy? But the effect of the cross, pleasing the Father by providing salvation for the fallen humanity, brought him great joy. With the eyes of the result of the selflessly act, he could endure anything, and it would bring him joy. Oswald Chambers, just a short version of what Oswald Chambers once said, if you read his books, the joy of Jesus was his absolute self-surrender, self-sacrifice to his Father, the joy of doing which the Father has sent him to do. Well, think about that in the same way. We will never find lasting happiness or joy focusing on the issues right in front of us. Our family, job, marriage, if you're married, health, country, anything else can actually ever bring us happiness. We must in a sense, choose happiness by looking further ahead beyond our issues to the result of our selfish acts. And also, in closing, I just want to say, this is how we can, like Jesus, live joyfully despite our situation. Whether it be a difficult marriage that you might have went through, a rebellious child, a bleak diagnosis, losing your job, a death in the family, or whatever else. Because for some Christians, there is always hope, and as Solomon wisely said, and you can highlight this in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 28, the hope, and this is what he said, the hope of the righteousness brings joy. So CA, what's your point in closing on this short podcast? Is it biblical to find happiness? Yes. Who wants you to be happy? Jesus. You see, even being a Christian, I've said this many a time before, God never said it was going to be an easy road. He said, pick up the cross and follow me. What you've got to realize is you're a Christian, hopefully, you accepted Christ into your life, and you want happiness. You want the joy. Only you can make it happen. So the key medicine remedy is take it to the table to Christ and tell Him your troubles. Tell Him your situation. Tell Him what's on your mind. Talk to Him daily. Say, Lord, I can't figure this out. I don't have the answers, but You do. Now, you're not going to be happy 24/7, okay? Whether you're single, married, divorced, whatever it may be. But you got to find some happiness, because you don't want to fall into a depressed state of mind. If you do, I need you to go to 988-SEND and talk to somebody. Or email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Go to station information. My phone number's right there. Text me or call me. I love you guys, okay? I hope all of this takes the perspective of where you can understand that God loves you and He has a purpose for you in your life. You don't get yourself down and out to where you're like, He's against me. No, He's right now right next to you. And He has no intentions of leaving you. He loves the Christians. He loves the sinners. Okay? He loves the whole entire world, as the late Billy Graham would say. You know what Billy Graham used to say in closing before I pray? Christ belongs to all nations. Christ belongs to the whole world. What a statement. And it's true. He's everywhere for everybody. Believe. Keep your faith. Don't lose it, okay? So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for all You do. I hope that this helps people in perspective to know about happiness in a different perspective. Pray You watch over, God, protect us, and be with us. In Jesus' name we ask it and pray. Amen. Okay, friends, this is CA. I got to saddle up. I got to leave Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Try to get to some cooler ground. Y'all have a great day, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.